Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I would like to continue what I introduced in the last show, the idea behind basic dietary principles. And the last one I talked about was what's necessary or what you might do in place of avoiding refined and denatured foods. And that, of course, is recorded at the gooddayhealthshow.com on podcasts that Bob and Doug put together and make them a part of our archival record of what we've been talking about on the show. And it is the Good Day Health Show. I've been doing this with Doug for a long time now. And I thought, you know, and I've jumped around to a lot of different topics in the past because I try to adapt what I'm going to talk about to what the most common questions that I'm asked by my patients in my own clinic in Salt Lake City. You can get more information about me and what I do at jackstockwell.com. But I thought I'd present a series of just basic dietary principles. When you examine the primitive or indigenous, and there's still some left on this planet, populations that are somewhat removed from the commercial aspect of what our Western culture is immersed in, whether it's social, political, economic, whatever else, throughout all of this we have to eat. And what has dominated the standard American diet, I believe, in 9 out of 10 patients who are suffering from whatever they're suffering from, is a result of the American diet for two basic reasons. Number one, what they're eating they should not be eating. And number two, what they're not getting in the sense of nutrition and micronutrition and what they are eating. So last week, as I said, I talked about things that we can do to avoid refined, denatured foods. Denatured foods is where you take something Mother Nature made and change it into shelf life. And the only way you can get shelf life is to remove from that food that which spoils first. And usually that which spoils first is the most important part of that food. So what I want to talk about today, the next principle, is including animal foods. Because all traditional cultures have consumed some sort of animal food, such as fish and shellfish, or land and waterfowl, or land and sea mammals, eggs, milk products, even reptiles, insects, where the whole body's consumed. The muscle meat, the organs, the bones, the fat, with the organ meats and the fats preferred. There are some good books that were written prior to World War II. And if you want good books on nutrition, you have to get the books written prior to World War II, when the doctors who understood nutrition were the doctors who were the most busy, especially in this country, because people would go to them for whatever ailment they were doing. And instead of being given a battery of vaccines and antibiotics, their dietary history was examined almost microscopically. Well, here's what's missing from your diet. You bring this stuff back into your diet, primarily animal meat and animal fat, and their health would be restored. Those who lived in isolated areas of the country, not so much isolated, but outside of the big cities, were the people who were the healthiest, especially people living on farms. People who lived in the inner cities, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, were the ones who seemed to be the sickest, because they were isolated from the sun, and they were isolated from foods that came from Mother Nature, from the ground, or from animals, unless they were shopping down at the docks for the recent fish harvest that just came in. So, as I said, all traditional diets have contained some kind of animal products. And this was what Dr. Price's greatest disappointment. I've talked about Dr. Price before, the author of Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, a book written 100 years ago. But anybody who is concerned about putting the best foods on their table for their family should have a copy of this book. You can get it on Amazon, printed by the Weston A. Price Foundation in California. Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Weston A. Price. But his greatest disappointment, he had hoped to find somewhere in his world travels an isolated culture that lived entirely on plant foods without any animal. He went out looking for this, but he had to admit that all traditional people that he came across ate animal foods. In fact, some of them went to considerable trouble to risk obtaining animal foods. Some groups, like the Inuit of the far north, would eat a diet composed almost entirely of meat and fish. While there were other groups, including the agriculturists in Africa and the slave classes in the South Pacific, that consumed only small amounts of animal foods. And whatever their basic diet was, all these cultures particularly valued nutrient-dense animal foods for their pregnant women and for their growing children, in order to give their offspring a healthy start in life. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com and, oh my goodness, 15 years or more contributor to the Good Day Health Show with Doug in one venue or another. And I'm talking about principles of a healthy diet. And what I'm talking about today is essentially all the indigenous groups that have been studied by various nutritionists 100 years ago. All of them had animal foods in their diet to one degree or another. And whatever their basic diet was, they made sure, whether they had a lot of animal foods or a little bit, pregnant women had plenty of animal foods in the diet, and especially growing children up through puberty. Now, there are always those, the vegans and whatever, and I will get around to that, that they'll bring up the Jainists, the J-A-I-N-I-S-T-S, Jainists in India, that do not eat animal foods whatsoever, a whole society that won't eat animal foods, having adopted this policy of do not harm, even to the extent that they will wear masks over their mouth not to inadvertently kill a flying insect. However, they consume a lot of milk products, traditionally whole raw milk products, and when you have whole raw milk, not pasteurized, because pasteurized kills the nutrition in milk, raw milk will have B12, vitamins A, vitamins D, vitamin K, along with calcium and other nutrients that you're not going to find that much in plant foods. And so in addition, they will ingest large amounts of microscopic insect parts, insect feces, that shows up in the rice and pulses and the other foods that they eat, which foods are not fumigated like they are in our country. And these impurities provide, I know it sounds terrible or disgusting, but these impurities provide a rich source of vitamin B12. So even the sheikhs of northern India, living on meat products as well as milk and grains, tend to be much taller than the robust more robust than compared to the vegetarian neighbors that are in the southern part of India. And most cultures from around the world consume a diversity of animal foods, meat, poultry, eggs, fish, shellfish, and insects, mind you. And they have a particular advantage when milk products are included in the diet. And evidence of dairy farming dates back at least 9,000 years. So at the same time that most cultures consume these high carbohydrate foods in the forms of grains and root vegetables. In fact, several cultures, the high carbohydrate diet is considered food or the meal, while animal foods form the basis of relishes and sauces that go over the plant-based foods, which is good news for, I think, for a lot of modern people who do not need to adopt an extreme diet to recreate the dietary habits of the healthy traditional groups that have flourished on this planet. So a healthy diet, from my experience of almost four decades of taking care of patients, consists both of animal foods and high-carb plant foods, and avoids the, you know, the fringes of too much animal food or too much plant food. An example of a balanced diet, there was this Iceman whose 5,000-year-old skeleton emerged from a melting glacier in the Alps in 1991. And as they and he was frozen, of course. And as they examined the digestive system, they found that he had had a very good meal shortly before he died. And it consisted of ibex meat, I-B-E-X, you know, this, it's kind of like a cross between an antelope and a, I can't think of it offhand right now, but you can Google an ibex, I-B-E-X, on the internet and see what these animals look like. But it was an ibex meat was frozen in his stomach, einkorn wheat, possibly in the form of bread, some sort of fat, which might have come from bacon or cheese, and bracken, B-R-A-C-K-E-N, which is a fern, a plant. So Otzi, they gave him the name Otzi. Otzi ate both plant foods and animal foods. And the carbon dating showed his skeleton was 5,000 years old. So one important point. Our ancestors always consumed animal food with the fat. Milk with its cream, eggs with the yolk, meat and birds with their fat and fatty organs, fish and shellfish during the season when they were at the fattest. Those of you who like oysters on the half shell like I do, at the high point of the season, the oysters are the fattiest they can be. The very beginning or the end of especially the end of the season, when their little bodies have pretty well consumed the fat that they developed during the preseason. Was pretty well gone. When we get back, we're going to take a break here. I want to get into why fats and organ meats are absolutely essential to our diet. We often miss these things because we believe the lipid theory of heart disease. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I will be back right after the break with more of this nutritional information.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed. Or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So fats and organ meats provide vitamin A, and there's a lot of cofactors needed for the ability to assimilate proteins. Too much lean meat, you know, like you get your meat from the butcher shop or you buy it there in the refrigerated area and you look for the piece of meat that has the least amount of fat on it, will lead to protein poisoning. You can't just eat animal meat without the fat. The fat has cofactors in it to help you to process that meat. Or as the Native Americans called it, they referred to it as rabbit starvation. There's a paper published in 1988 in the Journal of Archaeological Science that warns against, quote, the debilitating and potentially serious consequences of excess protein consumption when reconstructing paleo diets and subsistence strategies, end quote. And so what the authors note is that the coastal hunter-gatherers, and we know this because of their mummified remains, as they're examined, needed added fat and carbohydrates in their diet to avoid an excessive protein intake. How do you know you're having an excessive protein intake? What are the signs of that? Kidney problems. Serious kidney problems where the kidneys are overburdened with unprocessed amino acids that came from the fat or came from the meat itself without the addition of fat to go along with it. So these modern practices that we have of consuming lean meat, skim milk, egg whites without the yolks, skinless chicken breasts, protein powders, can lead literally to an immune system dysfunction. It can lead to fatigue and chronic pain. It can lead to frequent infections, reduced eyesight, or what they refer to as visual acuity, and a lot of other symptoms of vitamin A deficiency, even cancer and heart disease. Vitamin A is absolutely essential, and the only way you get animal vitamin A in its real form is from animal foods. Oh, no, but carrots have vitamin A. No, carrots do not have vitamin A. Carrots have carotenes. Carotenes have to go through transitional changes inside your own digestive physiology to change it into retinol, change it into a vitamin A, or you get it from animal foods. And again, I think this basically is good news for the most part, because lean meat, skinless chicken breasts, egg whites without the yolks, and skim milk is tasteless, and it's unsatisfying. You can, well, I don't want to go into breakfast right now. We'll take care of that later. But when I see people that are eating low fiber, low carb, not low carb, high carb, but low fat breakfast cereals with skim milk. And I have patients who do this, and then they want to know why they don't have enough energy to get out of the chair anymore and get the work done. I always start turning back towards their diets. And I say this is good news because those kinds of diets lead to just terrible weakness. Low-fat, fat-free foods, protein powders are processed with so many numerous chemicals and additives to try to make them tasty. You know, fortunately, you don't have to eat any of that to be healthy. Quite the contrary, in fact. Full-fat foods are not only satisfying, but they support good health in many ways, and they should be the basis of any diet. So I want to go through a list of some of the things that are present in animal foods that provide many nutrients that plant foods do not contain. Something important to understand the difference here. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We'll be back in a minute to continue with the Good Day Health Show.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on companies and associates with ties to the Russian Wagner Group.
The Treasury Department is targeting a network of companies associated with Wagner and its leader that mine and sell gold and other precious metals in African countries where the group is active. The sanctions are aimed at disrupting the group's sources of funding. The move comes after the mercenary group's botched rebellion against the Russian government. I'm Brian Shook.
Pat Sajak may be retiring, but Vanna White wants to keep on spinning that wheel. The Wheel of Fortune co-host has reportedly hired an attorney while looking for a pay raise. Her salary stayed the same over the last 18 years, with her making $3 million a year compared to Sajak's $15 million. Sajak's announced his retirement from the show after 41 seasons. Ryan Seacrest is his replacement. It's unclear how much he will be paid. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So in this next segment of the Good Day Health Show, I want to talk about the animal foods that the nutrients that we get from animal foods that you will not get from a plant food. So, vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is absolutely critical for the function of your nervous system, for healthy blood. And we know that B12 deficiencies can lead to behavioral problems like depression, can lead to obsessive compulsive behavior, can lead to feelings of irrational anger. B12 deficiency can cause anemia. And children suffering from anemia exhibit a lot of symptoms similar to those of autism. And vitamin B12 is only found in animal products. And liver, of course, is the richest source. Soy foods, which are very popular in vegan diets, can increase the body's need for B12. So B12 can, and that's why, you know, a lot of people go out and get B12 shots. The B12 shots they're getting is not coming from food. To manufacture a synthetic form of B12, and when they get a shot of that, oh, it perks them up, they got energy. Food is not designed to perk you up. Food is designed to keep the furnace burning inside the body so that you have a consistent level of energy, and it's there when you need it, and you can rest when you need to rest. If you take supplements, then when you take the supplement, you get a rush, you get a skin reason, anything, you know it's synthetic. It's having a drug-like effect on you. Let's go to vitamin A, which, I mean, this key nutrient is involved in every process that occurs in the body, from the production of hormones to cells dividing properly, to immune system functions, to energy production, to thyroid function, to reproduction, to growth. True vitamin A only occurs in foods like liver, cod liver oil, butter, and egg yolks. Now, as I said earlier, the carotenes that are in plant foods, that's where the orange color comes from, are the precursors of vitamin A. But they're not good sources of vitamin A for humans. Human beings have to convert that carotene to vitamin A with some difficulty. Some people can't even make the conversion. And babies and infants lack the enzymes to make vitamin A out of carotenes. They have to get it through animal foods. Vitamin D. You know, you can make vitamin D when the sunlight interacts with the cholesterol in your skin. But to get enough, you have to consume vitamin D-containing foods, which include animal fats like butter and lard, cod liver oil, organ meats like chicken livers, shellfish, oily fish. Vitamin D works along with vitamin A. Every time we use a molecule of vitamin D in our systems, we need a molecule of vitamin A to go with it to make sure the job gets done. And so, for that reason, I don't recommend vitamin D supplements, because only vitamin D comes from foods, animal foods, that also provide vitamin A. And it's interesting, when you examine these indigenous groups around the planet that is listed in the book I talked about, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Weston Price, as he examined these isolated groups from one another, high in the Alps, South Pacific, up the northern Eskimos, other African groups, as he looked at these groups that had no communication with one another whatsoever, they had basically the same kinds of diets. Animal foods with the fatty parts of the animal food to go with it, in some cases more plants, in other cases less plants. But they all had animal foods as the basis of their culture, and they had no arthritis, they had no cancer, they had no heart disease, they had no diabetes. I'm sorry, I might be getting preachy here because I go through this so many times. Vitamin K2, which is formerly known a long time ago as the X factor or the price factor. I mean, this nutrient works in concert with vitamins A and D to build strong bones and teeth, to support reproduction, to nourish brain function. When I'm dealing with infertile couples, I always start, how much animal food do you eat? And when you eat the animal food, how much of the fat do you eat with that animal food? And where is that animal food coming from? From clean stock or commercial stocks? Stay away from the commercial stocks. You want to make sure you're eating animals that were grass-pastured with spring water running through the middle of those grassy fields. Vitamin K2 puts calcium and phosphorus in the bones and the teeth where they belong, and it prevents deposition in the arteries and the other soft tissues where calcium depositions don't belong. We get vitamin K2 from poultry fat, from poultry liver. We get it from lard. We get it from aged full-fat cheese. You get it from egg yolks. You get it from butter from pastured animals. I like that Kerrygold butter. That's what I usually use in my diet because it comes from grass-pastured cows. You want to be careful with vitamin K2 supplements because they usually contain a form made in the laboratory that the body does not use very well. Another thing, complete proteins. Plant foods contain some protein, but they never have all of the kind of protein that you need in one food. Now, you can get a better plant protein profile if you combine pulses, beans and lentils with grains. Nevertheless, the studies show better growth and better health if animal foods are included in a diet containing beans and grains. Some amino acids like taurine and glycine exist mostly in animal foods. And although the adult body can make those amino acids, we need extra amounts during pregnancy, during growth, during periods of stress, regardless of the cause of stress. And then DHA, the omega-3 fatty acids that we get from seafood, cod liver oil, pastured eggs, organ meats. DHA is very important for neurological development and function. And then also arachidonic acid. You cannot get that from a plant. This is an omega-6 fatty acid that you need for healthy skin. You need it for good digestion. You need it for just a basic optimistic mood when you wake up in the morning and you go through the day. And we make important feel-good chemicals from amino acid or arachidonic acid inside of our bodies. And the only sources of dietary arachidonic acid is animal fats and organ meats. And we need both DHA and arachidonic acid to be healthy. So it's important to include these foods that come from land and sea in our diets. And then there's other ones that are just really important, like zinc. Zinc deficiency is usually the first deficiency to show up in those practicing vegetarianism, because zinc is critical for reproduction, critical for clear thinking, and it helps to form over 100 enzymes in our body, enzymes that are involved with detoxification, enzymes that are necessary for mineral metabolism. There's one zinc-containing enzyme, which is called alcohol dehydrogenase, that's needed to process alcohol. And so when I'm dealing with somebody with alcohol problems, I always get them on a good food-based zinc source, and it's very difficult to get enough zinc from plant foods. And then, of course, calcium. Animal foods are always the best source of calcium. In fact, primitive people had only two sources of calcium, raw milk products and the bones. And these people did not have access to calcium-rich milk. They would take pains to eat the bones. They would either ferment them or grind them to a powder and then add them to their foods. This is a matter of nutritional history. And raw milk products give human beings a distinct advantage, if for no other reason than they provide abundant calcium in a form that's so easy to assimilate. But it has to be raw milk. Plant foods do contain calcium. They also contain compounds that block calcium absorption. And they're not as rich in calcium as milk and milk products. It takes at least 40 carrots or 4 cups of cooked spinach to match the 900 milligrams of calcium in just 3 cups of milk. And far less the calcium in vegetables is absorbed, because calcium in raw milk is 100% absorbed. Again, raw milk. And then there's iron. We need iron for healthy blood and for energy and for mental function. Copper works with iron to ensure that the iron goes into the blood where it belongs and it doesn't get deposited in the organs where it doesn't belong. Good sources of copper: fish and shellfish. Good sources of iron is the heme iron that's exclusively in animal products like red meat and liver. Vitamin B6, one of the best sources of vitamin 6 is raw animal foods like raw milk, raw cheese, raw oysters, raw meat. If you like steak tartare, like I like it if it's prepared correctly. Some plant foods have B6, like ripe raw bananas. This nutrient serves as a cofactor for hundreds of reactions in the body, including the formation of feel-good chemicals, especially serotonin and the other neurotransmitters, dopamine, that are necessary for that good health feeling. Vitamin B3, niacin. This nutrient is involved in chemical reactions that provide your cells with the energy they need for normal metabolism. It's essential to the good health of your skin, your digestive system, your nervous system. And niacin, B3, activates over 200 enzymes, the majority of which regulate the breakdown of carbohydrates and fats and proteins, which the body can use for energy and keeping the nervous system, digestive system, skin, hair, eyes healthy. And the top sources of niacin are animal foods. And I can't count the number of patients who, after switching from, you know, to a vegetarian or a vegan diet at first, will feel better because they are eliminating the processed foods at the same time. But eventually nutritional deficiencies start to set in, and they start to feel weak and tired and angry and depressed. There was this 2011 study that was published in Nutrition and Health, found that vegetarians and vegans have more tooth decay, more allergies, more cancer, more mental illness. They need more health care. They have a lower quality of life than meat eaters. Usually you can recover your health when you add some high-quality animal foods to your diet, and I've seen this over and over again with teenage girls who suddenly decided they're going to go on a vegetarian or a vegan diet. And after a few months, their mothers are talking to me. I don't know what happened to her. She used to be happy. She used to be excited and energetic. Now she's just depressed and sits around all the time. We've got to get, if nothing else, get some eggs and bacon in her for breakfast. Oh, she won't eat any meat. Well, then we've got a problem here. Because until we start getting some animal foods back into her, we're going to have some serious problems down the road. And when babies and children are brought up on a vegan or vegetarian diet, the results can be absolutely tragic. I've seen this over again and over. Babies and children need animal protein and fat to have a normal growth pattern. There are cases of parents sent to jail for child abuse or even murder because they insisted on feeding only plant foods to their growing kids. I have an extended family member who had a teenage boy breaking bones left and right. And he was raised on a vegan diet. And I could never get them to understand. You know, and many people become vegetarians or vegans because of their disgust with the cruelty of factory farming or their concern about the effects of animal production in the environment. I agree. I agree with them that modern animal agriculture is an abomination. It's bad for animals. It's bad for people who eat those products. And it's bad for the environment. But the solution is not to stop eating animal products, but to consume eggs and meat and dairy that came from animals humanely raised outside on the pasture in the sunlight. That way the foods that you eat are just loaded with the nutrients that are necessary in the meat, the milk, and the eggs. So I kind of rushed through this, but I want to get all these ideas across to you before I move into the next important section that I want to talk about as to why these things are so important to your body. Thanks for listening to the show today. I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few moments. Don't go away.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, shall we, who has not been around for a while. Well, yeah, I guess he actually has been around. Round, round, get around, I get around. One of the things about Jack, through his clinic down in Salt Lake, I say down, it's over, it's there. It's over there, his clinic in Salt Lake City, where he practices NUCA chiropractic, which is upper cervical, the spinal area, your neck and your shoulders and that whole area, which is where a lot of problems between that and your gut. And he's a practicing gut guy. How about that? You can put that on your wall. You can say that Doug says I'm a practicing gut guy, which is a gut.
There we go.
Right? Gut guy. He's a gut guy.
Yes.
And because of the fact that we are beginning more and more to understand that everything good and everything bad in your body starts in your gut, I see that you have found something. I read something about this this week as well, so it's all over the place, getting a lot of coverage about processed foods. Now, are you of the opinion that some organic foods are processed now? Are we processing organic food?
Yeah, we're taking organic foods from the farms, from Mother Nature, and then twisting things here and there to try to get more shelf life. That's the whole idea with food marketing today, that we end up trading the basic nutritional value of something in order to gain greater, longer shelf life, so that instead of working with each harvest, we can plan what we're going to do with the next harvest before we even planted it, knowing that shelf life is going to extend the product in the stores.
Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose, the value of organic? Organic is supposed to be eaten here and now because it's
well,
fresh.
Yeah. And so when you eat organic, you want to make sure that it's in its original form.
Yeah.
It hasn't been altered. Sometimes when it says organic on the label, it may be coming from an organic source. But on the package, you know, the front of the package or the bag or whatever. But then you have to read the label and see what else is in there. And when you start finding words you can't pronounce, when you start finding soybean oil or canola oil, the value of that organic mixture has been destroyed by the presence of these oils.
So and what is there about canola?
It's creeping in.
All right. What is there about canola oil that is not as good as, let's say, olive oil? What are the properties of it? Why do people use it if they know that it's not good? That sort of thing.
Well, it's a preservative. The food companies, almost, I wouldn't say half, but close to half of the products that are in a bag, a can, or a box in your supermarket is either going to have soybean oil in it or canola oil. And I've done some Good Day Health show on soybean, but when it comes to canola oil, it's not really a food. It has been so changed from the canola plant, the rapeseed plant, mostly grown in Canada, that we have here access in Alberta. But it's used as a preservative simply because canola oil has been approved by the EPA for insect pest control.
Oh,
because
perfect.
It kills flies, it kills beetles, their larvae, it kills caterpillars, stink bugs, moths, mites, mildew. And over the long term, it kills human beings. And because they stick this in these foods, it has a long shelf life. And an interesting thing that you can do with canola oil is if you just stick a bowl of it outside of your house, watch what happens. No flies bother it. No bugs bother it. No animals will bother it. It starts to thicken. It coagulates like glue, which is what it does inside the body, and to form something we call plaque. And canola oil has almost taken over the food processing industry as the first choice of a preservative that's in these processed foods. And we know that because of the plaquing effect that it has in the body, it can be a major cause of Alzheimer's disease. So a lot of people will, you know, when they're dealing with Alzheimer's patients, they tell them, well, my goodness, you've got to stop the sugar. You've got, you know, you're diabetic. You've got too much sugar in your diet. And while that may be the case, I start telling them, you've got to start reading the labels. For Pete's sake, if it says soybean oil or canola oil, do not eat it. Your animals won't eat it.
Isn't it amazing what people don't know? And that's one of the reasons that Jack is here. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, with his bona fides. Catch up with him and all the health info that we have. Good Day Health, the download there at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.